3 years ago this fall, I toured this state with Lyndon Johnson, Sam Rayburn, and Ralph Yarborough as your party's candidate for president. We pledged to increase America's strength against its enemies, its prestige among its friends, and the opportunities it offered its citizens. These pledges have been fulfilled. The words spoken in Texas have been transformed into action in Washington, and we have America moving again. In Texarkana, I pledged in 1960 that our country would no longer engage in a lagging space effort. This pledge has been fulfilled. We are not yet first in every field of space endeavor, but we have regained worldwide respect for our scientists, our industry, our education, and our free initiative. In the last 3 years, we have increased our annual space effort to a greater level than the combined total of all space activities undertaken in the 1950s. We have launched into Earth orbit more than four times as many space vehicles as had been launched in the previous 3 years. We have focused our wide-ranging efforts around a landing on the moon in this decade. We have put valuable weather and communication satellites into actual operation. We will fire this December the most powerful rocket ever developed anywhere in the world. And we have made it clear to all that the United States of America has no intention of finishing second in outer space. Texas will play a major role in this effort. The Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston will be the cornerstone of our lunar landing project, with $1 billion already allocated to that center this year. Even though space is an infant industry, more than 3,000 people are already employed in space activities here in Texas. More than $100 million of space contracts are now being worked on in this state, and more than 50 space-related firms have announced the opening of Texas offices. This is still a daring and dangerous frontier, and there are those who would prefer to turn back or to take a more timid stance. But Texans have stood their ground on embattled frontiers before, and I know you will help us see this battle through.